also holds us back. And oh, does it ever. Believe me, I know. You see, fear has been a very real and active part of my life for as long as I can remember. I'm scared of heights and of looking like a fool. I get nervous in big crowds and I'm terrified of small talk. I'm always afraid people aren't going to like me or that they'll think I'm annoying or weird or not worth their time. I hate putting myself out there or being vulnerable. I'm scared of failing or making a mistake and what that might say about me. And not too long ago, just the thought of having to speak to a crowd was enough to give me a panic attack. All that fear was standing in my way, just like it does for so many others. Wendy has always wanted to own her own bakery and coffee shop, but it just seems so daunting. In fact, she is so terrified that she might fail that she turned down a generous offer from a generous investor that would have provided her with both the capital and the training that she needed to get started. Kira was a talented dancer who spent years studying ballet, but let her intense fear of rejection stop her from auditioning for a professional dance company, even though that had been her goal all along. Years later, she still feels like she missed out on achieving her full potential. Trina doesn't want to practice law anymore. For years, she has wanted to leave her dad's law firm to start her own business, but she is terrified of letting him down. She feels burdened by the weight of this responsibility and by the sadness of not being able to do her own thing. Nancy wants to travel. She dreams about just getting in her car and driving all over the 50 states in Canada and then venturing even further from there. But it just feels too risky for a single 60-year-old woman to do by herself, and deep down, she doesn't know if she has it in her. Liv is a scientist, which means that a big part of her job is writing journal articles, but she is often afraid to share her writing with anyone before she has perfected it. She's always worried that she'll appear incompetent or that someone will think she's not qualified. She knows it's not rational, but that fear is always there. The same story plays out in a million different ways every day. A big dream, an even bigger fear, and then, inevitably, a huge regret. But it doesn't have to be this way. Several years ago, I made a decision for myself that changed everything. I decided to stop letting fear stand in my way. I realized it was okay to be afraid, that everyone is afraid sometimes, but that it wasn't okay to let fear prevent me from doing all those things I really wanted to do. I realized I needed to figure out a way to leverage fear to my advantage. So I decided that from then on, I would just do it scared. Do it scared became my mantra, a little phrase I repeated to myself every time I felt nervous or afraid, every time I stepped outside my comfort zone or took a risk or felt unsure of myself, which, let's be honest, was pretty much all the time. Once I became an entrepreneur, the do it scared mantra became the first of my company's fundamental core values. And eventually, it became a rallying cry for the members of our communities at both Living Well, Spending Less and Elite Blog Academy. So much so that I was inspired to start the Do It Scared with Ruth Zuckup podcast to help others and myself face our fears, overcome obstacles, and most importantly, create a life we love. You might even say I became a little obsessed. And that's where this book comes in. The fear archetypes. Over the past 9 years, as I navigated my own fears and talked with many members of our communities, I began to recognize just how big of an impact fear has on our lives, especially for women. It's devastating to hear so many people in our community say that they feel like they're sitting on the sidelines of their own life, afraid to go all in, terrified of making a mistake, of letting people down, of failing, or of being laughed at. They see the things they'd like to do and yet don't, simply because they're too afraid. But as I talked to more and more women about this topic, I also started to realize that not all fear is created equal. Oh, don't get me wrong, we're all afraid of something. We all have fear,